Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat.
It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number 4, final hour. Dirt and Spray here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your Thursdays are off to a great start. It is magic hat time. We'll get to some NFL stuff here in the final hour. I may or may not have some NFL in my magic hat. TBD.
Kind of egregious. We're not gotten to the NFL.
We've not talked about the NFL today, no.
I'm excited to watch Drake May despite the opponent.
Is there anything else on TV tonight? I mean, I'm going to watch. I know I'm going to watch.
I mean, we poo-poo kind of these games all the time. We poo-pooed the Bills-Dolphins
Is this
game.
One in New England or in...
It's in Foxborough.
In Foxborough. So
they have
home
the
for them.
Sweet alternate jerseys.
They do.
The Nor'easter.
The Nor'easter.
We also poo-pooed the second Bills-Dolphins game. My point is, like, when you're a great
Thursday
team...
Thursday night's goofy. If anything we've learned this season... Thursday night, weird crap happens.
If they're a great team,
okay. This
is a game you handle your business, whereas, like, Buffalo has people questioning now because they don't handle their business.
Yeah. Drake May's missing some of his top receivers.
Okay, all right.
Booty.
Okay.
Stevenson.
He's selling me on the game tonight. Will it be good? I don't know. Okay.
Look, 20 minutes in.
Is there any action? Is there any snow action tonight?
I don't know what's going on up there.
We got a lot to get to in the final hour. We will talk NFL, including the drama in one city.
Magic Cat.
My shortcoming is the action. I just can never.
I get it. I don't blame you. It's not for everybody. To each their own. But we start that with a Magic Hat. For those wondering who are new to the segment, the Magic Hat is a Magic Hat that we still have not bought, so it just turns into Jason Swigart's hat. We all throw something into the melting pot, different segment, topic, piece of audio that we want to talk about. Swag magically pulls something out of the hat,
sometimes,
and then we discuss it.
You know, as I'm shaking it up, happens. It just leaps out.
So what do we got?
And this time we start with pizza, pizza!
So a woman in Florida was recently caught going 107 miles per hour in a 55 zone.
As you would.
She's 21 years old.
Of course.
And when the cop got to her window and said, "Ma'am, I clocked you at 107. What is your deal?" She said, "I'm sorry, sir. I was on my way to get my pizza from Little Caesars."
I mean...
So,
whomst amongst us has not been excited for a hot and ready pizza.
A hot and ready.
That was the excuse.
They're hot and ready. They make them. It's not like you have to order.
No, you just show
the
up and
Little
buy
Caesars.
One.
Oh, yeah. They're
hot
already
and ready.
They're hot and ready whenever you get there.
Yes, that's the best part about hot and ready pizzas. You walk in, there's always a hot and ready pizza
so
ready to go.
Why do you have to speed at all to go to Little Caesars.
It's a really bad excuse, yeah.
I think the point of the entire thing is that's the excuse for going 107 in a 55 is Little Caesars?
It's the fastest you've ever driven.
Is there a run on Crazy Bread?
I drove back. I went to and from L.A., and I didn't do any like overnight stops. It was a
straight shot,
16 to 17 hour straight drive. On the way back in like the Fresno I-5 area,
in the middle of nowhere,
nothing
is happening.
Yeah, 121 miles an hour.
You got to 121. What car were you driving?
I'm almost afraid to tell you guys this because you won't believe me, and it started shaking, and so I
that's
never
what I was going to say. Like, what, I'm trying to think of what cars you would have had. Could it handle going 121?
It was the
Honda Civic. Can they go that fast?
It was the smaller, lower version of the Toyota Tacoma, but like a 1992. It was a
old school stick shift.
It was like shaking.
And I'm
like,
slow down. How long did you go 121 for? Was it you got to 121 and then slowed down immediately?
Dude, as soon as I saw it go past 120, the shaking started and I let off and went to the right lane and I probably was going 85 the rest of the
way. I don't know if I've ever topped 90, to be honest with you.
You've never been to the triple digits?
I'd never been to the triple digits. Definitely never been to the triple digits. Maybe 90 once. I don't know if I've ever. I shouldn't say that. I've never driven 100 miles an hour.
I think in college sometime we were driving, and I'm sure I was somewhere between 95 and 100.
You've never had the need? Something. The need for speed?
Never?
No.
It's kind of cool to see it 100.
I mean, I imagine it is. I'm not opposed. I just never really crossed my mind. I don't have the need for speed, evidently. All right, what else we got?
Will she last forever?
Boy, just drawing up
just
sprigs,
a sprig hat today. Come on, maybe I folded mine too many times.
So I didn't read a full review, but I keep getting advertisements on one of my streamers that Kim Kardashian has an actual TV show now where she's acting and there's famous actors and actresses in it. She's like a lawyer.
Not a reality show?
No.
Okay.
She's a legitimate character, and it's funny because she's portraying a lawyer, but she can't pass the bar exam in real life.
No.
Anyways, the show is getting absolutely tanked in reviews.
I'd imagine so. She seems like she'd be a terrible actress.
Is Kim Kardashian going to be this famous for our whole lives?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
So there's, because you have people that like go into your life as a celebrity and then eventually they kind of fade out and you don't see them for a long time.
Well, I think at this point, just all of her other business ventures, she's got too many things going on to expect that they'll all just die.
So she's just famous for being Kim Kardashian. Well, like, I think the question would be if she ever became not a hot, would it die off? Like if she became a hideous old, which I just don't think that will happen.
Have you seen her mom?
Her mom just had her 70th birthday. And she looks like she's 24.
That's amazing.
Like Jesus, what is in those
drugs?
You got
that doctor? You're never gonna age.
No. So as long as she's that hot, she will be famous until the day she's buried 6 feet under.
Now she is.
And she's definitely gonna cryogenically freeze herself. They're gonna do some weird stuff.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
She's interesting because, like, people do hate her and think she's not warranted to have the celebrity and all that stuff.
Sure.
But she's also just going to be in the news cycle our entire lives.
Of course. It will not go away. It will not stop. Mm. Never.
Unlimited.
Yay! I finally got one. I thought of the best Christmas present for Brandon Sprigg.
Did you really? I got yours.
Did you already get mine?
Yeah, and I almost have his.
So I'm thinking like, all right, what can I get Sprague that would be funny, that's a good, you know, like, let's do something good for the show here. And yesterday I stumbled upon something that I thought, this is going to be worth the money.
What's up, guys? Russell Wilson here. I'm super, super excited about doing something I've wanted to do for years. You guys have been asking for inspirational videos about faith, life, sports, anything you guys need, come your way. Unlimited videos on Cameo. Let's go.
The guy's only made $350 million in his career, but the second he gets benched, Russell Wilson, for those wondering, now on Cameo, and you can send him a request, and he will make an unlimited video
now,
for
is
you.
Is he doing these for like, if he was doing them for like a buck per, and I would say, okay.
I did not see, let me try and Google.
Or is he like at the highest end of this?
How much do you think it is? What's your guy's guess of a...
I don't know what a normal...
Yeah,
like,
can you give me a ballpark of like
ballpark
an average?
It starts at 30 seconds.
Okay, 30 second video.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering,
the rate, like goes
other
up and
celebrities
up and up.
Or athletes.
I'll say
like,
$50.
What's the going rate?
$50. If he's charging more than 50, is that too low? I don't. Yeah,
I want to
frame
say
a reference
like,
cameo.
So he won't go on the message. Like he'll read it as quick as he can. He will not go past a certain point.
Yes,
but he'll probably read whatever you want to write. Yeah. How much do you think it is?
$50.
$50.
$25.
Yeah. I think $25. We're way too low here.
$333.
Oh, yeah. $333.
This is why cameos faded out of the spotlight. These celebrities are charging stupid prices to say hi, Steve. It's your favorite quarterback, Russell Wilson.
I just.
By the way, wait for the holy water to be sold in bottles.
Oh, he's definitely gonna do that.
He's gonna be a
nano bubbles.
He's a
hitting
TV
the market.
Pastor in waiting right now. There is a church somewhere in Texas that everybody in Texas has to pay for, except the actual church. And he's got his suit custom made,
Mr. Unlimited.
Father, forgive us.
Spicy.
And he's gonna have the holy water on sale at the entry points.
Well, now knowing the price, I probably won't get you for this for Christmas. But I thought, God, that would be such a great Christmas present to just randomly show up with a cameo from Russell Wilson. Hey, Sprague. I mean, it could be like a coaching, you know, powerful stick in there coaching your team. It could be a funny, you know.
Well, so if we're being in the trust tree, I had a... So when Cameo was really popular a couple years ago...
Cameo had a moment.
I thought about doing that as a gift for you with somebody you like, and then I saw... This is why I knew the price point would be bad.
Who was the person?
It was Buster Posey.
You wanted to do a gig? Buster Posey was on Cameo?
It was a very brief thing.
Oh, okay. He was doing those?
It was like $190, and I'm like, no,
I'm not buying that.
The gifts we buy each other are not those
That kind of gift. So if you want a Mr. Unlimited Cameo for $333, you can do that. Let's get one more quick one.
He has 10 reviews if you guys want to know what they say.
Yeah, how bad are they?
Thank you, Russ. Video awesome. Such a perfect video to unveil my husband's 50th birthday. Loved getting a personalized shout out from Danger Russ. Loved the riffs. This is absolutely incredible. Perfect cameo. My buddy loved it. There's a 2-star review with no comment. And then this was the best cameo I've ever received. Thank you, Russell, for taking my friend's joy so seriously.
He made all of those accounts and sent that to himself.
They are all anonymous.
Mr. Unlimited. All right, one more quick one, Swag.
Franchise Cornerstone?
Yes. This is the only... I only have two Magic Ad submissions.
Do you have any in the...
This is my second. We'll see. We'll get to the next segment. I have found the player. Now, I don't know if there will be a draft and if the season will even happen. I have found the player I want our Portland Fire to take with their first round pick.
Oh, dude, I know who you're talking about.
I hope you saw this stat line and you saw these highlights last night.
She played at Oregon State.
Audi Crooks did?
Yeah, they had a, I can't remember what it was. It was either a conference tournament. Like, it wasn't
It was the title game against the Pilots last year.
No.
Oh.
She's a basketball player for Iowa State.
Non-conference game, I think, against
that they
the
played?
Beams. Yeah.
Dude. I there was a highlight package floating around last night, blown away. First off, she's 6'3", and I'd guess about,
380.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know if I go that high.
6'3".
You think she weighs 380 pounds?
280, maybe.
280, maybe. That's There's not, no way she weighs 380, no. But she's big. She's a big girl.
If she's 6'3", that's not small.
I know that's not, she's big. I don't know how this would float in the WNBA, but just from a sheer entertainment standpoint, last night they played Valparaiso, Iowa State. Did you ready for a stat line?
It's amazing.
In 20 minutes, they won the game by 47, so she didn't have to play in the second half. 20 minutes, she had 43 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block. She was 18 of 23 from the floor. And if you're looking for, go search this.
Yeah.
Audi, like the car, you spell it A-U-D-I, Crooks is her last name, so it's a great name. She's a beast in the paint, and I have discovered our franchise cornerstone for the WNBA's Audi Crooks.
So I caught wind of her last year.
She's a behemoth.
She is unbelievable. She has legitimate post moves, right?
Yes.
She can clear anybody out.
Yes.
And her touch.
She's got great touch.
She doesn't jump.
She doesn't need to jump. It's unbelievable.
Right there.
I don't know where she's getting in the mocks right now, but let's mock her to Portland. Come on, put her in a Fire uniform.
I'll tell you right now, I'd rather have her than a couple of the players in the mocks.
Yes, thank you. Give me Audi Crooks, our new franchise cornerstone.
It might not have been Oregon State. I watched her last year with my wife, and I was like, dude,
damn,
this woman cannot be stopped.
This is impressive right here.
47 in 20 minutes is
47 points in 20 minutes is just wild stuff. More Magic Hat. We'll dive into some NFL stuff, bottom of the hour. More Magic Hat next on The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Oh, all right, part two of the magic hat rolls on. My submissions are all done. I'm glad we got to Mr. Unlimited and the franchise cornerstone. We talked some pizza. What else we got in the magic hat, Swigard?
We have majoring in larceny. Since we're on the women's basketball,
is this yours?
Theme, this is mine.
Oh, okay.
You kind of look like
you were looking at Sprague.
Like,
I looked at Sprague. Sprague didn't say anything. I'm like, no, somebody going to claim this one?
Did you see Notre Dame guard what Hannah Hidalgo did last night?
I did. Hannah Hidalgo,
44 yes. and 16,
16 steals.
Yeah,
which set a Division I all-time record. The steal became an official stat in the 87-88 season. The previous record was 14, done by several players. She's now the fourth Notre Dame player to have 300 career steals. She had 44 points, by the way, that broke the Notre Dame single-game scoring record for the women as well.
Is that one of the greatest games in women's basketball history?
It very well might be. There was a picture of her holding a little
Wilt Chamberlain
piece of paper.
Style.
Wilt Chamberlain style, 44 points, 16 steals.
Nine rebounds,
Dame.
Too.
That is 3-0, winning their three games by 43.7 points per game so far this season.
Wow, that's remarkable.
What an upset of the Magic Hat. If anybody on this show was going to have women's basketball facts, you'd think it'd be me.
Yeah.
Noted
Swag
women's
is
basketball
games,
P1 over here.
That's right.
Audie Crooks, stellar.
I've watched the entire break. I was just watching her highlight tape, dude. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So,
she's one of the best players in the sport.
She's one of the best players in
attention.
The country. And is how what is she like 5'5"?
She might be 5'6 at best.
Yeah, well,
she's
that's small.
Tiny.
Point
she
guard.
44 just, points in a game?
Dude, she's got an engine that doesn't stop.
That's pretty cool.
If you entertaining player to watch. They take on 14th ranked Michigan. They
Dude,
find the play
she was
game.
Doing damage as a true freshman, which that, you know, Jazzy, by the way, a Clackamas legend, is doing damage as a true freshman at USC so far. When true freshmen are making impacts like that, And she's not a freshman this year, but like when you start making a name for yourself that quickly, you're special.
We need Hidalgo and Crooks on our team next year.
There you
if
go.
If there is a team, because we don't know if there's going
to
be a season.
To be had. Yeah. Jazzy Davidson, also this Saturday, they take on Dawn Staley's South Carolina Gamecocks.
What channel?
6 o'clock on Fox Saturday night.
That's tasty. She had a game winner yesterday.
Nope. Where's she playing at? USC?
USC.
Yeah,
USC.
She's picking up the slack for the injured.
She is dominating. Where would Juju next year?
Look
wow.
out.
Is she going to be back next year?
Yeah.
Juju will be back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why if they have a season, it might be the best thing for us to get
Juju. Is it
stuff.
Like you can't go out of college in time, or
most
she just
of those
is coming back?
Because she's making enough money. Where
they're making enough money.
Girl.
I think there is a rule. I think it's 3 years, though.
But they also, you might be right, but they also make more money playing in college
in NIL right
do.
Now.
That's true.
They got to get the CBA thing. And I think a lot of the top players might hold off depending on how this thing goes.
She's got million-dollar endorsements. Yeah. Her rookie salary in the WNBA right now would be like $80,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the Epstein files?
Anybody want to talk about that?
No, I don't want to touch that. Nope.
Okay.
Unless it's, nope.
Move on.
Nope. It's pretty massive. It's a day. Yesterday was a day.
Black magic in the hat, apparently.
Yes, there is black
okay,
magic.
We'll try again.
Who put that in there, man?
Wicked
who put that
fever!
Wicked fever. I'm kind of alone on this one because your kid's 33 years old now.
He's 24. Settle down.
He's about to have a kid.
Yeah.
Your kid's two, yeah. And he's a boy grabbing his junk, dunking a basketball.
But yes, you are smack dab in the middle of Wicked for Good, huh?
Dude, the Wicked fever. My kids are jacked for this movie. My
what
wife
is
trying to
Didn't Wicked
schedule?
Already come out?
This
There's
is a new
a sequel.
One. It's Wicked for Good.
We made another Wicked already?
Did you see the first?
No. Dude, you know I don't see movies.
They're printing money like Titanic with this thing.
This is the...
Let me guess.
Yeah.
Dorothy wins.
Dorothy's not really involved.
Oh, okay. That's right. It's like the origin of Wizard of Oz?
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. Dorothy will be in this one.
Okay.
Did you ever see the musical from which everything began?
Do you really feel like you need to answer that question?
I don't know. That one was...
Or ask that question?
That was one that
when was
a
the last
lot of
time
people...
You thought I, when was the last time you think I went to a musical?
I don't know.
When did Peyton Manning and Eli make that musical to start the season? That's the last musical he watched.
The last time I went to a musical or a play was probably sometime around college. I remember they did a Christmas Story play version.
Was it good?
It was fine.
Be honest.
It was fine.
No.
I went to that.
Can't match that movie, man.
That was about 15 years ago. It was the last time I went to a play or a musical.
I'm weird with musicals. I'm not like, it's not my favorite genre, but you can name the big ones that I'm usually all in on.
So
good
you're excited
ones.
For Wicked? You have Wicked Fever too?
It's been forced on me a little bit, but like the first Wicked's pretty good.
Pretty good movie?
It's pretty stellar. Okay. So I think the second one's going to be amazing.
Well,
it's
you can't
taken
ask for much
house.
Better talent in terms of singing and everything that's going on.
And then I get Jeff Goldblum just sprinkled in there as the wizard, and I'm like, yes.
I love Jeff Goldblum. I like that.
I love Jeff Goldblum.
I should have connected the dots. I think I was driving by our little Moreland Theater the other day, and they had a Wicked thing on there, and I thought, are they just, like, did that? I didn't know a second one was coming out. I totally missed
this one's going to do massive numbers.
Can I add one more thing to the second movie thing? Because one second movie I know is coming out, and is anybody, I don't know if it's second or third, I have lost track now. They're doing another Avatar.
Yeah, this is the second, no, third one.
Third one, if they're doing it.
They're still doing the Avatar stuff?
I haven't seen yet.
Still a thing?
I saw parts of the second one, and it had kids, and they went to a water island, and I got to be honest with you. I do have respect for James Cameron. He's choosing to spend most of his life working on this story. That means a great deal to him.
Yeah.
So I respect the art, but... Yeah, the second one did nothing for me. It couldn't grab my attention. The first one's, you know,
it was a unique
outer space
thing,
Pocahontas right. with a guy turning into
blue and
a blue guy.
Blue guy.
The second one is just like the bad guys are now also becoming blue guys, so they can also be on the planet to kill you.
Ooh, got it. Okay.
All right.
I saw that trailer the other day, and I thought, there's really an audience for that.
He's
huh?
legitimately dirt spent. This might be it. Like he has said, this world he has been wrapped up in for 15 years. Writing this out, making
it's a
these
way
movies.
To go for blue people. Just go see a Blue Man Group show. They'll play the drums and put some paint on you.
I don't think that's
spit ping pong balls at you. Or
that
something.
They will. It's a hell of a show. Okay. I'd rather see the Blue Man Group than Avatar. Anything else in there? Is that it?
I we empty out the hat.
There's one more.
Let's do one more. One more quick.
Oregon is no utopia.
I'm all out.
Sam Adams, the brewer. They make a very, very high end special beer. Called Utopia, and there's a new issue of it. It is aged in a series of different types of barrels for up to 30 years.
Oh.
Irish whiskey, white port, cognac, ruby port, scotch, other things. And it's a blend and over time. And then every year there is a release. However, the alcohol percentage, the recent one, the 2025 one, is upwards of 30%.
Whoa, geez.
And it is not, that is beyond. Exactly. You can't get it in Oregon.
Oh, we can't buy it because the percentage is too high?
The percentage
Where can you buy it?
There's 15 states where you're not eligible.
I bet you I know who can. I bet the OLCC might get their hands on one.
No, oh, it, for sure it's one, yeah. Banned in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, Utah, Vermont, and West Virginia. Whoa. All prohibit beers above a certain ABV threshold.
How much did one of these bad boys cost?
I saw a listing for BevMo in Vancouver. They were out of stock, but I believe it was $289. Oh, so you buy it in a fifth. It's 750 milliliters in a nice fancy bottle.
Yeah. Would you buy this? Would you be interested?
I would be interested. The problem is you're not going to get a tasting of it. So it's probably going to be more like a liqueur or cognac or something like that, where the flavors are all intense.
30%.
So would you, would you have some?
I'd take a sip of it. Yeah, I don't know how much beer I would drink, but I'd try it out for sure. I wouldn't buy a bottle of it because that's too expensive. Yeah. I'm not that big of a boozer anymore. But if you had a bottle and we were over at the Swigard's house and you're like, hey, you want a nibble of this? I'd take a nibble of it.
24 and a half ounce ceramic bottles.
Mm. Give me a Red Sea from Pelican. Call it good. Yeah. They just teased their Bad Santa again the other day.
Oh, Bad Santa's Santa, coming back.
I can't wait.
They know that's what they're doing with that Bad Santa. I wouldn't ever spend that kind of money on alcohol. I just don't personally find it worth it for me. I don't think I'd really want to try it either.
Mm. Somebody had a glass. You're like, hey, you want a sip of this? Nah.
I mean, what am I going to?
But
I
don't you know?
But for the life of me, I don't understand in Oregon why we're like, we are masters of craft brews and all sorts of things.
We can't do this?
And you're banning.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's.
I hate that we're not included on the debut of stuff too, like Dirt mentioning the chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, it's like two East Coast states.
It's Baltimore and somewhere else. Like, we're never part of that.
Why can't we get that sandwich? I'll eat that sandwich.
Right.
Man, what are we doing? Right. There we go. Magic hat every Thursday at 9 o'clock. Well done, everybody. Well done. Good. Did we empty the hat? Is that a full emptying of the hat?
We did.
Well done. Well done. More drama in this city. Fun with audio. And are we excited? We'll get to all that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Well, we may have found some evidence on the man who fingered a muffin. Maybe. To be determined. Our investigators are working behind the scenes.
Controversial topic right now in the office.
It is, yeah. People were not happy with our flyers. It's a long story.
If you our flyers? Who did, what do you mean?
What are you talking about? It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
There is the funniest video I've ever seen in Intercom Odyssey history that Dusty just showed us.
Yeah, it exists, and it's glorious.
I kind of hope he gets the okay to publicly post the video.
It's phenomenal stuff. Phenomenal stuff.
Oh, does that have to remain sealed, maybe?
Currently sealed.
Files?
Right now, we are currently sealed.
We'll just say an employee walked right into a door.
We're hoping to unseal it.
In a way that you'd be like, what?
That just let the cat out of the bag because they talked about it on the air yesterday, but we don't need to go any further than that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Maybe people didn't know about that, you know? Maybe they missed that second of radio.
What's up with Philly wide receivers not being happy even though they're winning games? A.J. Brown continues to bitch about not getting the football. And
isn't he the only one that complains?
Yeah, he's the only one that complains. But every time this happens, I just think back to T.O. chasing Donovan McNabb around the sidelines, trying to put his arm around him and yelling at him.
Or doing sit-ups in a
driveway.
Doing
sit-ups in a driveway. So this happens on a Twitch stream on, I think this was the night after the game, Tuesday night? I can't remember what night it
Something
happened.
Something like that,
he had a buddy who was playing Madden on Twitch.
At Janky Rondo.
And A.J. Brown jumped on, and here's what he said.
Hey, but look, everything be good, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything be straight. You know what I'm saying? Mental good, kids good, you know what I'm saying? Wife good, everything?
Hey, let's go. Trimmer.
I mean, yeah, where have you been?
No, check it out, you my dog. Like, I still got, you know what I'm saying? I got checkup, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like family good, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else? No.
Man, everything gonna click, bro. Chat, chill, everything gonna click, bro. Trust me.
I mean, this is just like.
And then he added one of, he said, if you have me on fantasy, cut me or something like that. Trade me away if you have me on fantasy. So he continues to be frustrated with his role in the offense. And here's what he said yesterday after practice.
Obviously, I want to win, too, you know, and I think if we're really focusing on winning and doing our job, like we can't just keep slapping the Band-Aid over the defense doing their job and getting us out of trouble. At what point are we going to pick up our slack as an offense that we're saying we're so great, you know? And that's what I'm getting at. It's not about we're not winning or I don't care about winning. All I care about is stats. No, it's been week after week sometimes. We're not contributing. We're not doing our job on offense. So you can't just keep slapping the Band-Aid over that. And you expect to win late in the year. You think you're going to go to it at the end of the year. It's not going to happen, you know? And last year, what it was, thank you for the ring. But it's a new season. They adapted. We have to adapt, and we have to continue to, like, get better and try to find new ways. So that's where the frustration comes in, because it's not about winning, you guys. Like, I want to win. Yes. I want to help contribute as well, do our thing on offense as well. I think that's fair.
So I think there's a lot of validity in what he is saying. That I think it's easy to look at him complaining and say, you're winning, why are you complaining? Is this just about not getting touches? And his whole argument is, no, like, we're just not playing good as an offense right now. The last handful of weeks, the Monday night game obviously was just hideous, 10-7. They won on the road at Minnesota. It wasn't great. They lost the Giants game. The Denver Broncos shut them down in the second half. They blew that, what was it, a 17-3 lead going into the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. So they've had a stretch here where their offense has not been very good. And A.J. Brown is saying, we need to scale up as an offense. This isn't about me getting touches.
His high for receptions in a game this year is 6. Obviously, he's got a couple touchdowns. Right now, he's projected to have 59 catches, 700 receiving yards, and 6 touchdowns. That is down across the board from his previous seasons. He had 67 for over 1,007 touchdowns last year. And the year before that, he had 106 catches for 1,400 yards and 7 touchdowns. I mean, he's clearly a guy that wants the football. That's no secret. I think everybody in Philly would actually agree with it. I thought he made a good point of, like, we can't just keep relying on the defense to save us every single week.
10-7 on Monday night, a great example.
And that's kind of what it is right now. I don't know. I still, for somebody who, like, I'm actively following certain people, I try to listen and read stuff. I still have not found a good reason for why that offense sucks so much. Because even, what, you? Is it your fault?
No, I have an idea.
Oh, okay, because Saquon's getting shut down.
Yeah.
So I think that's a huge part of this, right? If Saquon isn't going to go have... Now, 2,000 yards is through the roof. Saquon... I'd have to go check what his projections are, but as somebody who has him in fantasy, he's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's shut down, you have no run threat. But when you have Devonta Smith, you've got tight end play.
And elite. I know Dickerson's been banged up, but the offensive line is good.
They've been banged up, but yeah, they're elite. When you have the ability to be false starting on tush pushes, you got Saquon, you got Brown, like... There's no reason for this offense to be this bad. So I don't know. I've still yet to really see or hear... why it is this way, other than Saquon not being able to run, just changes everything to the point where it's every offense would suck like this.
Yeah, I mean, the main thing that I would argue, and I know that we've discussed this a million times, I just don't think they have an elite quarterback. I think he's good for their system. He's won a Super Bowl. He can make throws in big moments. I don't put him at the top of the list of guys that when everything around them isn't functioning at a very high level, can carry things on his own and get the passing game going, despite all the weapons in the offensive line that he has. His numbers, when you look at him, don't look terrible on the year. 16 touchdowns, one pick is a great touchdown interception ratio. A lot of that is inflated. I mean, he threw four tuds the other weekend against the Giants in that blowout win. That's four of his 16 touchdowns came against that defense. That's my primary culprit of why isn't their offense functioning at a higher level. They have multiple games where he's thrown for below 150 yards this year.
Well, he had a couple throws on that Monday night game you talk about. Like, the Packer defense is good, but like...
Packer defense is great.
He had some real misses in that game. Barkley, by the way, is projected to have over 1,000, just barely over 1,000.
Yes.
At almost a 4-yard clip.
And why did their offense function at such a high level last year? Was because Saquon Barkley ran the ball for 2,000 yards. Yeah. That's why. And when you shut him down, he's not hard to stop from inside the pocket. He can make throws from time to time, but he's not a top five quarterback in the league. That's what's holding them back offensively.
Well, but like, there's only five teams that have that.
Yeah.
So like, at the end of the day, as much as AJ Brown might be right on a lot of stuff, guess who's going to get picked in this? It's going to be Hurts.
Without a doubt. They'll move on from AJ Brown way quicker than they move on from from Hurts, for
because
sure.
This is what it is. You got to pay that position. He's paid a premium, even though he's taking a big discount compared to other guys. He's still getting high dollar.
Yeah.
They're going to pick him.
Yeah, they'll move on from A.J. Brown, I would imagine, at the offseason. They didn't trade him at the deadline, which is the right move probably, because this has existed now for a while. He's been frustrated, even though they've won. But I completely understand his point, and I get it from a wide receiver angle of, like, he wants a bigger role in the offense. He's a guy that's capable of going for 1,000 yards. He's had moments this year. Like, I go back
to... The Viking game.
The Viking game is a great one.
Example, yeah.
I painfully lost the bet in the Rams game that they won because of the returned, you know, block field goal the other way. Like, he was their whole offense in the second half of that game. It was just throwing it to A.J. Brown, and he was breaking two tackles and picking up first downs every single time that they did. And so he knows what he's capable of, and they just are not an elite passing attack. Jalen Hurts this year is 18th in the NFL in passing yards, and when you can't run the football, it just...
Do you know they are?
That's your issue.
They are, we've already won the Super Bowl and achieved more, but they're literally the NFC version of the Broncos.
Yes. They're elite defensively.
Their offense makes no sense.
They have a quarterback that has
game.
Highs and lows. Yep. It isn't good for every game for four quarters. And at moments, you're like, damn, that was great. You had a perfect passer rating. And then you're like, damn, you didn't score a point for three quarters. How the hell did that happen?
Which the Bronco game kind of summed both of them up in the way it
to
happened,
a
right? 17-3 for most of the game.
Yes.
Boom, here comes this burst of offense. And then your offense disappears. Yes.
The difference is Philly won the Super Bowl last year. And so it's not that. If we're talking about Philly as a contender, I'm not worried about it because this was their offense. Again, Saquon going for 2,000 last year, he was great. But they did a lot of this stuff last year. Then they figured it out. Hurts makes a throw or two. Their defense is dominant, and they win the Super Bowl. So I wouldn't be batting an eye about where their ceiling is and what they can accomplish as a team, but I totally get why A.J. Brown's frustrated.
Yeah.
And I would be probably, too, if I were in his shoes.
Yeah.
Not getting a lot of targets, and the offense has not looked great now for going on a month, basically. And when they can't run the football, it's easy to bog them down. Their defense continues to save the day. Fun with audio. We'll wrap it up there. Thursday night football tonight. Are we excited to watch the New England Patriots take on the New York Jets? We'll close it up on a Thursday next on The Fan. All right, last one for us. We got a football Friday tomorrow and a game day Friday. Look at us. We're the pre show.
How about that?
And then Harrison Meringue will be the pre show and then the pre show. Or no.
Happy hour
happy
from
hour.
1 to 2.
So we'll be pre. Harrison Meringue will be pre. A lot of pre's. You get my point.
Yeah. Yeah, too many pre's for me to keep up there.
Before we get to Thursday night football, are you excited? Dare I offer up? Another piece of glorious audio from maybe the best soundbite in sports. Maybe a different name comes to mind for you guys, but I saw this yesterday. Whenever he does a press conference or talks, I'm like, I'm going to listen to this because I'm going to start laughing. And it happened again yesterday.
I want fans to know that I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously, I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution. And just play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old. Now I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. What's the greatest city in the world? Yeah, that's a Hamilton reference, if y'all don't know. Yeah, 10-year reunion.
That was Jameis Winston's press conference yesterday.
This is why he should have been the starter until you were ready to go to Dart. You get that every week, and you get a guy that will at least say, yeah, that's a touchdown if I can make this throw, versus, yeah, that guy's open 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
In the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world. We get New England versus the Jets tonight. Patriots versus Jets. Bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum.
How do we feel? Are we spraying in the line? Are we excited to watch Thursday Night Football tonight?
We're laying
we
big wood.
Snoozer. You're doing it?
We're laying
He's
big
doing
wood.
It?
Yeah, Bobby.
Oh,
we're doing
wow.
it.
Wow. Bold it. Move, Cotton. Yeah. I bet this is a big Survivor Pool pick. I'm down to 4 in my Survivor Pool.
I think it's the most popular
picks.
Survivor Pool pick of the weekend.
How could it not be?
If anybody hasn't picked the Patriots yet, they have to be
now is the time.
Tonight.
Yeah, the Jets are down. They're depleted.
Right, what's
the
line? 12 and a half?
12 and a half.
Patriots minus 12 and a half. I got to write it on the old show notes.
Thank you.
Okay.
And if it doesn't cover, well, then that's wrong, and I get 3 more picks tomorrow. That's how this game works.
What are you talking about? I didn't pick that game yesterday. You just made that up completely.
I mean, the element here is I know Thursday gives
you
weird
results.
I'm
not excited to watch this game, though.
The jerseys are going to be sick.
The jerseys are cool.
Drake May's having an MVP season.
I
believe in New England. And it's not that beating the Jets changes that I think they beat, for example, Buffalo in a playoff game. It's more just like you are kind of a juggernaut right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're having this surprise season. You might win your division. Buffalo is getting just destroyed if they either barely beat bad teams or they're outright losing to the bad teams.
The standard is high.
So when you become a great to good team, you need to handle your business. And I just wonder if this is one of those... We're not messing around nights, even though it's a short week and everybody's hurting.
Hmm.
And so you win this game 30-6. You handle your business and you don't mess around and flirt with the Jets almost beating you in your home stadium. This is a big one, man.
I love having a little spraying the line juice on the game tonight. It makes it more entertaining for me to watch at home, for sure. Because I got to be honest with you, I want nothing to do with this.
I don't blame you.
If I never have to watch the Jets play football again in my life, I'd probably be okay.
I sometimes like to see them and just go, I'm not a Jet fan.
Thank God I'm not a Jets fan, dude. That would suck.
Abandon that thing quick.
So we got that tonight, Thursday Night Football. It's going to be a big football Friday tomorrow. I got some NFL nuggies. We got a great weekend in the NFL. Speaking of Buffalo, they host Tampa. We got Seattle, L.A. I'll give you playoff percentages for the Chargers and Jags game that are wild for the winner of that game and their chances of making the playoffs. Oregon, obviously, in action tomorrow night, so it will be a football Friday and a game day Friday, so we'll talk about the game. Hopefully people are driving down. I don't know what time they're opening up the tailgate lots, but it'll be a fun one on a football Friday. That will do it for us, folks. If you missed the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com, 1051thefan on Twitter, and at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Thank you, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. We're going to try and figure out who fingered that muffin. That's our journey and our duty now. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Meringue is next. Listening to 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.